This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Well, this summer is quickly getting past us, and before you know it, we'll be back in the fall routine. To make the most of what remains, here's three things to think about as we close in on the end of July. I read where a person has three needs: something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. Okay, before summer is gone, let's try those, but with a new twist. Try them in a new way. Before this summer is over, find something to do that you've never done before. Now, you don't have to skydive or climb Mount Everest to accomplish that. It could be as simple as making something you've never made before in a craft, or say, a meal. I can cook easier than I can create a craft of some kind, so I plan to go all out with a completely new recipe I've never tried before. Here's something else you might try. Get to know someone better than you know, maybe only as an acquaintance now. Maybe you don't know them at all. That could be visiting a retirement center, maybe, or seeing someone you've never even visited before. And here's another idea. Travel someplace you've never been. Again, it doesn't have to be an exotic resort. It could be as simple as taking a different route to a town or city that you visit frequently. Now do this. Hold yourself accountable. Tell someone you trust what you're planning to do so you'll be less apt to talk yourself out of it. Try something new here this end of this summer. And secondly, we need someone to love. I am not telling you to go find someone new to love romantically, unless you're single, of course, but you can always find new ways to romance the one you love. Now think about that. Go do something different. Travel to a different place for a romantic meal, maybe, or be creative. But also, if you're single, maybe be open to meeting someone new. And here's another one. How about working in the church nursery and loving those little ones? That may be new for you. Talk about sacrificial love. Try changing a diaper, okay? You might also try loving a new pet. Having a pet can be a healthy thing, actually, as long as you aren't allergic. Lastly, something to look forward to. This is important. We sometimes get in a rut during the summer and find ourselves in a sort of funk. And I think sometimes it's because we look around at the dryness of summer, the heat, the way things seem to slow down maybe, and we forget to look forward to the excitement of days ahead. For me, church attendance seems to drop off. Everything seems to kind of drag a bit, especially during July. But this is an excellent time to plan for the fall and the winter months. It's a great time to reset, to recharge those emotional batteries. Look forward to the possibilities that are right around the corner. And as you plan, you start to get excited. I have certain books I want to read in preparation for certain projects, and I start getting excited about what's just around the corner. And as you move along in all of these, remember, be teachable. Be a constant learner. Look around. It's real simple. Be curious. That will keep you attentive. Keep life active. I like something Walt Disney said. We keep moving forward, he said, opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. So take the time now to do some of those things that during busier months you're just too swamped to do. And see where the path leads you. And then come back here next week and join me right here. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs.